Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors. But they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
We will get to Bills Thrills in a second. Before that, if you are trying to be more popular in your neighborhood, make your house look cooler, there's a way to do that. Halo Custom Lights makes your house look like $1 million. Looks incredible. You can change all the lights, thousands of different patterns you can do and colors. You can do every individual bulb a different color.
I stand outside and just admire them. And yesterday when I was given,
that doesn't look weird.
It's like Bill
standing outside admiring his lights. The other day when I got done with the Woods Brothers and Home, someone came up and asked, and they're like, "Bill, you look so happy." And they're like, "I am." They're like, "What is it?" I go, "Halo lights. That's the reason. I have this vibe right now, because every night my house looks is incredible because of what happened with Halo lights coming into my life." And that we have quite a few in the neighborhood too.
I saw one in my neighborhood, actually. Well, yeah. I'm sure it was Halo lights. I
mean, did you gawk at it?
A little bit. It was
staying a look.
Yeah, and it seemed like they had kind of a love theme going.
Was it a love theme?
Definitely was them then.
That would
pinkish
be nice.
Pinkish red lights.
Yes, probably was. Probably still on Valentine's.
It's a good looking
pattern there. Yes.
HaloCustomLighting.com. Check it out today. It changes everything. It's time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, Bill's Thrills is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATM's the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, you've already teased it, but it is a Freaky Friday, which is what today?
Freaky Friday, which is romance help system we put into place, calling Dr. Love.
I love the background singer. All right, Dr. Love.
Good job. Let's set the mood, Jake.
We're taking calls and texts. Do we have a call?
Yes.
We do. Hang on.
Oh, whoa. We have
this up here.
We have a caller.
We do have a call.
Okay,
so
we have a caller.
This is about love advice.
From Bill. From Dr. Love.
With the three-legged stool.
Dr. Bill.
Yeah. Dr. Love, no. Not Dr. Bill.
Jeez, did you not hear? It wasn't calling Dr. Bill.
No. Well, we thought about this being this Dr. Bill before.
We call him Dr. Love.
Okay. Well, right. We have a phone call. Let's go to the line. So we have Phil Phil, you have a question for Dr. Love.
Thank you, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah. Good morning. Where are you calling from, Phil?
Well, I'm calling from the steakhouse. I'm here pretty early getting ready for what I think is the perfect place for a romantic getaway.
Oh, yes. This is Phil Ruhlman. Yes. Phil Ruhlman. Yes. What do you have for us, Phil? What's the question?
Well, the question is when you're looking for the perfect place for a getaway, did you know the Ruhlmans has the perfect place for a couple to show up, get out of town, get out of Lincoln?
Baby, go.
And go get to Ashland and have an incredible dinner.
Yeah, I tell you what, the location for romance is always very, very important.
What's he talking about? What place?
Talk about Ruhlman Steakhouse, of course, on Highway 6 in Ashland. It's Phil.
Phil is
the owner.
Is John Benton there right now, Phil?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't come in yet. He's doing some
prep work at home
for high school culinary tests.
Oh, some culinary tests. Okay, that's very good.
The best high schools in the state are putting out their. The culinary vibes, and he's one of the judges.
Phil, it is. It's so important with romance. The location, the place that you select, it is unbelievable. That's if you pick a bad spot, everything can go south in romance really fast. You want to have a nice...
Not many people think of Ashland as the perfect place, but I'm telling you, it is really... it's a great place to get away and have a nice date.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. You know, we were there for date night 2 weeks ago with Lauren Swigert and Nicole, and had an incredible. And the dessert was incredible. It had two scoops of ice cream on it, Phil, on the cookie dessert.
What else was dessert?
Easy, PG-13 here, Steve. So yeah, the service was incredible. So thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Appreciate
thanks
for calling in for that Phil. Location. That was a really, really, really good. That was nice right there. Anything from the text line, Jake, of anything coming in?
Yeah. We could take another call if you want
Please
to call.
Do you have a call? If you have
well,
a call,
I'm just saying,
have,
if you want to call back, yeah 402-464.
Love to have them. We had some earlier said they wanted to call in.
5685.
Number again, Jake.
402-464-5685 if you want to chime in.
Yes. Kind of cut
Dr.
Jake.
Love,
I'm
Dr.
just
Love's
trying to make sure we
excited.
Get the things out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, get kind of excited like that.
Yeah. Okay. Abe says, 93.7, The Love Shack.
The Love Shack. That'd be a good. That'd be another nice song like that.
You're ahead.
Was
of
that
the
B-52s?
That was.
That the B-50. How about that for a name for a band? The B-52s. Yeah, that would be incredible.
You're in charge of the Love Shack.
In charge of the Love Shack.
You are.
But Phil was right. It's so important to have that. To have that set up. I know the guy that called in talked about earlier. He texted in that he's through a 7-year romance.
Yeah. He did just, say that. Where's
ended.
He at? Call in.
Yeah, and we'd like to hear what the 7-year what happened there and like. It's always fun. Remember, it's always really important, too, to get out in front of it. If you feel that things are caving in, be the one that makes sure you want to end it first.
He's in his blissful state right now. And now, hold on. Why is Ruhlman's a good date place, do you think?
Well, first thing I thought, there's a fireplace. Okay. Now, I know the weather's improved here a little bit, but there's a comfortable fireplace, and there's a bar setting. So if there's a wait right there, you get to sit at the bar and wait for your table.
With your
friend. And there's low lighting, which I like.
Is it low lighting?
Yes.
See, I have not been there yet.
Like yes, you have. You were there for a remote broadcast at 6 a.m. You were actually in the building with us.
In the building for 2 hours.
Steak.
For 2 hours,
okay, but not for dinner.
Yes.
But you have been. It hasn't changed that much since you were there.
Nice. Like
okay,
that.
We have another phone call.
Another phone call.
Jake
here
is
we go.
Irritated.
Yes.
We have Casey. You had a question for Dr. Love here.
Absolutely. Dr. Love knows everything.
Thank you, Casey.
When I first met my now wife, we got to go to a movie and see it together. So now every year or two, we rewatch that movie. And tonight, we get the opportunity to go see one of the actors as a comedian for a stand-up show. What is the importance of personalizing the romance with your partner as you go through your life?
Honestly, right now, you should be doing the show and not me. It's incredible. The fact that you do that, watch, and then you're going to go see him tonight, it's incredible having it personalized at that level. It's so important to have that. Also, if you can leave little notes/pictures, different things you can come up with now that you can leave in a card that also ties into the event of the movie and the day, all those things that mean so much. And just the fact that you have pulled this thing together right there, it's just... It's as if you're speaking to the people right now, Steve. They're talking to you. He's talking to you.
I know.
This is an incredible job by you. Now, then the movie was, what was the movie?
The movie was called She's Out of My League.
Oh. She's Out of My League. Oh, wow. Now, I'm
early
assuming
2000s.
Early
movie.
2000s. I'm sure you hit on that theme right there, that she was out of your league, and she wasn't out of your league by any stretch of the imagination. And you've kept this thing. You've kept it burning, obviously. I mean, this romance has stayed hot for a long time. Been married for 20-something years. Tell us any secrets you have for what you've been able to hold this thing together like this.
The biggest thing I would say is your ego doesn't matter as much as your time with her.
Wow. Time, yes. Wow.
Some sage advice there.
He nailed the thing right there. Time. I felt this one too. I felt this was important. So
this is beautiful.
You mentioned time. I think the biggest thing that time is very important, but the engagement means more. So my job, I was gone a lot, but when I was available, which means I was physically home or around Laura, I was engaged with her. I was in the moment.
Right.
Like, it's so easy to come home and be like, yeah, he's home,
yeah,
but he's really not home. He's not home. He's someplace else. His mind's on a recruit. His mind's on third down. Like that. So anytime, or if she would call during the middle of the day, you talk, be engaged, not just like, So I think the time is critical, like you said, but also don't confuse time with accomplishment. You got to be engaged during that time also.
Time away is important.
Thank you, Casey,
too.
For
yes,
the phone
it is.
Call.
Thank you, Casey. Casey. Nailed it. God, this guy's alive.
Yeah, he's. You got to keep the fire burning. He's doing that tonight with his wife.
Yes.
The fire.
Oh.
And he texts.
And he texts.
For Dr. Love. Yeah, this is Dr. Love.
Jesse in Milford says, my wife's best friend is going through a breakup. My question is, I like him more than her, but I haven't known her longer. Should I keep my friendship with him?
Doctor?
No, read it again.
Yeah, my wife's best friend is going through a breakup. My question is, I like him more than her, but I haven't known her longer. Who should I keep my friendship with him?
So you keep a friendship with the dude. That's what he's asking.
Well, I would say this. First of all, when there's a breakup or slash divorce, friends get divided. It doesn't stay the same. It's not like, well, yeah, I'm still great friends with him. There's a certain group goes to one side.
Right.
Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
So, and when you see them, like on the street, they're like, I know. Yeah. How you doing? Yeah. Good. I know. You know the reason, right? Yep. I know the reason. Yep. I had to turn this direction. I think guys have a better chance of keeping that relationship with the guy. They can do more dude things, kind of hang out a little bit. But you always want to keep the conversation completely away from the past relationship. You don't even bring it up.
No.
You don't say a word. You don't bring it up. Like it never happened. You just do your dude things, golf, this, that, whatever. Don't bring it up. Hey, have you talked to Angie lately?
No. What are you asking me that for?
No, stay away from that one. Yeah. Stay far away from that one.
Yeah.
But there is a division. Go ahead.
One more phone call before we get to the game show
here.
Okay,
all right. Here we go.
Last one for Dr. Love. We have Samuel in Lincoln. Samuel, do you have a question for Dr. Love, a.k.a. Bill, today?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you, Dr. Love, for taking my call. It is an honor to be on the phone with you.
Thank you. It's very nice.
So I've got something a little personal and a little uncomfortable, and I just, you know, want you to walk me through this, Dr. Love.
Okay.
So I'm going to dinner tonight with my wife, and yeah. I don't know if this is going to happen, but I've just got this strange feeling. She's gonna want to order a side salad, and then she's gonna say, you know, I'm not that hungry. Would you mind? Is there something on the menu that we could share? And I'm really looking forward to this dinner, and I want to order my own entree, and I don't really want to share. How do I handle this?
That's a great question. Oh, that's a great
Thank
question.
You.
And then you know, the sharing of food is super awkward, and I don't like it. I don't mind if you dual order and say, hey, I'll get this, you get that, and then we might have a bite of something else. But when someone just goes, yeah, side salad, and then I'm not that hungry, I'll eat this. I think the promotion you want to make right away is like, you know what? This place is so good. Why don't you just go ahead and order it? If you don't want it, we'll take it home in a to-go box.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's what I would hit right away. Say, yeah. That way, like, you know, we'll have it for tomorrow, and we're already here. Let's just enjoy it. That way you get your own steak, your own meal, your own utensils.
Yep. We got the money.
Let's not. This isn't a deal where it's like we're up against it.
Nope.
So get the side salad, get whatever you want, and get the your prime meal that you'd want, because you know what'll happen when she gets it? She'll eat some of it, and she'll be happy. But
no
just
doubt.
Say, don't do this. We'll just take it to go box for tomorrow, and this will be great.
Play Dr. Love again.
That'd be my advice. That's
great advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Love.
Samuel.
He was choked up.
God, Samuel, that's a great. I tell you what, that was a real problem.
He was choked
up. He had a real life problem of how to deal with something.
And you real life solved it.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Well, we worked together. That's the best part. Got the cure you're thinking of.
There we go. That is Bill's Thrills Day. Dr. Love Friday here on Early Break. Three phone calls. Thank you.
Ellie was a big part of it.
Good job, Ellie.
She cut
thank
up the
you.
Dr. Love, and she was the one answering the phones.
She loves Kiss, too.
She does, too. Kiss Army. Gets to it.
Well, after that, let's play the game show. Give us a call right now.
Good job, Dr. Love.
464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic on a film Friday.
Like, are you recovered?
No, I need hydration.
All right, good job, yeah. Dr.
Today's
Love.
Topic on a film Friday is, of course, because it's Gene Hackman, the late Gene Hackman, who passed away Wednesday. We will do Gene Hackman trivia today.
Great, Jake.
On a film Friday. Great. Age 95, he passed away on Wednesday. So if you think you know your Gene Hackman movies, call us at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there.
That was weird.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down, Sip and Bill in trivia today. Again, our topic, Gene Hackman, for the sad news this week. He passed away at age 95, as well as his wife and his dog in their house in Santa Fe.
What's happened?
I don't know.
It's starting to be a little dicey, so let's not talk about that
okay.
right now.
Okay. We had Dusty. Dusty was scared off. Try somebody else.
Come on, Emily.
Maybe he was calling for Dr. Love.
Maybe he was.
Could have been.
Dr. Love. Trying to get a caller here.
We're fine.
Oh, we're
Gene
fine.
Hackman
yeah, we're
trivia
fine.
Today. How do you guys feel about Gene Hackman
I don't
Hackman
feel
movies?
Great about it. I'll know the movies, and he's in so good. Steve will be pretty good here. And we might, if we hit the right two, I mean, yeah, great. That'd be awesome.
We're trying to get a caller here. Get the lines.
I think it's Rick.
Is it Rick?
Rick.
Rick, okay. Rick, how do you feel about Gene Hackman movies today?
Okay.
All right, here we go, Rick. Thanks for calling.
Bill's a lifeline for one question, as always. First question goes to you, Rick. In what?
It's Brent.
Brent?
It's simple. Goes, I think it's Rick.
I'm going to punch somebody right now.
Jake believed him. Okay, Rick.
Is Brent? Brent. B-R-E-N-T. Okay, here we go, Brent. First question
to
you.
Brett. They call me Big Rick.
It's Brent.
Write the name on the board. I'm going to go insane over here.
Is it Brett?
All right, Brett.
Is it Brett?
It happened fast.
Yeah, that was fast.
All right. Here we go. Let me do this. Brett, in what 2001 movie did Gene Hackman star as the head of a dysfunctional family with eccentric members who reluctantly gather under the same roof for a variety of reasons?
Saw the movie.
This is for Brett.
Oh, man.
Not Brent, not Rick.
5 seconds.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Five.
Man.
Four. Three.
Unforgiven.
Two. That is a movie of his. That is a Gene Hackman movie.
How about Steve just tell us what happens in the movie? One more
time. You think you know this one?
One more time.
He's watched, he's seen it.
In what 2001 movie did Hackman star as the head of a dysfunctional family with eccentric members who reluctantly gather under the same roof for a variety of reasons?
I remember the movie. I'm not going to get the name of it. Just say it.
The Royal Tenenbaums. Also, Gwyneth Paltrow, Owen Wilson, and many others. Yeah. First question, 0-0 tie. In what 1971 movie did Gene Hackman star as an NYPD detective in the Narcotics Bureau who stumbles onto a heroin smuggling ring which provides an elusive goal if they capture their leaders?
Is that the French Connection?
Yeah. Brilliant!
That is correct. 1-0 lead for Sip. Back to you to tie it up. Brett, down 1-0. What was Gene Hackman's character name in the 1986 movie Hoosiers?
Bill, this is where you come
in. Oh, hang on. I'm losing my mind here.
This is for Brett to tie it up. Character name in Hoosiers.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I don't even know. Mr. Hartford.
Good guess.
Hang on. Give it to me again.
This is Bill.
If you get this wrong, it's back to 0-0. So that's the.
So don't play around here. If you know it, shoot your shot. If you don't, we don't have to.
And then try to win together on the last question.
His assistant coach was Shooter.
Okay,
I know that.
Yeah, I don't know this, Bill.
Hang on. Because in the movie, she reads the.
We got 5 seconds. Five.
She reads the article to decide.
Four.
Of his name. He got
three.
I'll pass.
Coach Norman Dale.
There's
rules. There's rules here. We follow the rules. For the win, Bills in play. Okay. In what 1974 movie did Gene Hackman star as a paranoid, secretive surveillance expert who has a crisis of conscience when he suspects the couple he is spying on will be murdered? 1974.
Jeez. No. Nothing.
I don't know.
No guess at all.
Well, hold on.
The year again, Jake?
74. Paranoid, secretive surveillance expert who has a crisis of conscience when he suspects the couple he is spying on will be murdered. 5-4.
The flowers have risen.
Brett, you need this to go to the tiebreaker. What is that movie?
I don't know. L.A. Confidential.
Oh!
The movie is called The Conversation. It's like an 8.0 on IMDb. Very high ratings for The Conversation.
I was born in 1980.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have a chance. Yeah, you were out. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
We'll
Brett,
take the win.
Rick, Brent, whatever
the name
was. I can't
believe
I
didn't have Norman Thanks, Dale. Bro. Ah, I've well, seen the movie 100 times.
Still won the game. So, congrats. I think that's a 3-2 week or... Yeah, 3-2, I believe, or 4-1.
I think 4-1, wasn't it?
2-0, according to the board.
LA's got face at it, you know, sometime maybe Sunday.
Simple to put a tally up there. Yeah. Film length of Hoosiers in hours and minutes, please.
Hours and minutes.
Yep.
1 hour, 54 minutes.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
That's a hard one to get.
Brilliant!
We're going to play a lot of takes in that one.
Brilliant!
An hour 54 on the dot.
You saw the movie.
Whoa.
It's my,
You've seen a lot of stuff.
I just felt myself where I was at.
154.
Yes. I go 154.
Wow. You won.
That's Norman hard. Dale. He got in trouble. He got in a fight with a player. And it was one of his favorite players. He felt awful about that ever happening. That's how he ended up in Hoosiers. He ended up in that little town. God,
hey,
that's great.
Interesting.
Hour 54 on the top.
Good one, Jake.
Thank you.
And they tried to run him out of town.
R.I.P. Gene Hackman. R.I.P. Age 95. Hour 3 is next. An early break in the ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.